Welcome again to Killerbox Communique number 5, my ongoing investigation into internal communications best practices, along with intranet management and all-round good writing. My name is Wedge, and you can find me on Twitter and at killerbox.net. Today I've got a little bit of an off-the-cuff rant about job titles and responsibilities. I don't mind telling you my job title at all. It's very small and insignificant. No one cares about it, and I certainly don't. My job title is Intranet Manager. No, it isn't. No, it's intranet editor. Managers manage people, don't you think? I think manager should say, I look after people, not systems. So I chose intranet editor. My company has never had an editor before. And so when I joined the company 10 months ago, they were very much surprised that I wanted to collaborate and get involved with the content they were handing me. And remember, we were taking on content from all around the business, discussing all sorts of areas of goings-on, as well as personal stories and charity stories. So my title was Intranet Editor, and I really did shock some people with the idea that I wanted to beef up their stories, increase the word count, decrease the acronyms and buzzwords. And so I've worked really hard to help people understand that I am an internal communications specialist specializing in the intranet, and I'm an editor of words. I do like words, not so keen on sentences, but I love words, verbiage. Anyway, back to titles and responsibilities. People come to me all the time and say, hi, can we do more with our section of the intranet? And it's great to have their enthusiasm, and I love that they come to me and they don't just try and do it themselves. A lot of people at our company do it themselves. They've got local publisher access to our intranet and they have their own little section. But generally, they're just pasting Word documents, or worse, uploading Word documents to the intranet. So I get a lot of people saying, oh, we want to do more, Wedge. What can we do with our intranet section? Mostly, they're looking for visuals, graphics, photographs. Funnily enough, I can help with all of these things. I understand how Flickr and Creative Commons work, so I can source free images to use. I understand how to buy images that are royalty free, so we can buy an image for $5, £10, or £300, depending on the copyright. And I can also, by chance, make graphics and illustrations with the software and the talents that I have. So I might use Fireworks, I might use Photoshop, and I'll create things that illustrate the topics we're talking about, and I'll make colourful glyphs and icons and identifiers and cool stuff like that. And I'm very proud of my skills, but I don't particularly get paid for my graphic work. It's not in my job description very much, it's certainly not in my job title, and it's not part of my everyday workflow that I work on. So when people say, we want a clickable image, we want a image navigation system with colourful slide-outs, and I want my boss's face on there, and you click on his face and you go into his website, I have to stop myself from barking at them and saying, stop telling me what you want and start asking me how I can help and collaborate with your work. I have a day job. I am publishing to the front page of our intranet every day, and I have deadlines every day, and I haven't enjoyed how people assume I can drop things for them and just get on board with designing wonderful things for them. And these things are wonderful, and yet they go through days and days of review processing. So I create something in a couple of hours, and then we spend days and days and days tweaking the hue of the yellow, adding a border, taking away that border. And I don't really appreciate that. Rather than saying, I don't want to do this anymore, maybe I should just increase my job title. Why not go for intranet editor, intranet manager, graphic designer, and all of these good things? And then I'll talk to my boss about beefing up my wage. Could do. Anyway, if you're working with talented people in your organisation, please respect their talents. They haven't always been trained by the business. They haven't always had these skills. They themselves have chosen. They've become passionate about these design skills, about these writing skills, about the software skills they have. Could I ask you, if you're working with a talented person, respect their talent. That's me all ranted out. You can find me on Twitter. My name is Wed.